Proclamation number 5516 of 25th of October, 1952. Grace and will. It is up to you to make use of my grace, yet it is at your disposal without limitation. Consequently, I cannot lead you towards perfection, but you must do it yourselves. If only you have the serious will to ascend, and this serious will also allows you to use all gifts of grace which are offered to you by me. You must want. My will cannot give you what you reject yourselves, yet I am always willing to give if only you want to accept it. And thus one person can certainly say that he is in great grace, but then only because he is willing to accept it, whereas the other rejects the same measure of grace through his will, which still rejects me. I am truly just and don't arbitrarily consider one person more than the other. My love for my living creations knows no limitation, and precisely the one who is still turned away from me is powerfully touched by my love and grace, yet my emanation of love usually remains ineffective, which, however, is not due to the degree of my gift of grace, but to the direction of the creature's will. I give unlimitedly. And all people could make use of this will of mine to give and receive just as unlimitedly. But where there is resistance, my grace is also without effect. Yet my ray of grace can suddenly strike the soul and change it. But then the change of will was already foreseen by me. I recognize the human being as capable of change and willing to change. Now I do not suddenly give him the knowledge, but the soul recognizes itself through the touch of grace. So there was only a weak envelopment left to break through, which no longer withstood grace. Every soul is touched when I bestow gifts of grace upon it, but whether it reacts to them is a matter of free will. A gift of grace will never and must never force a sudden change of will, and I very well recognize where this compulsion of will is eliminated, where the effect of grace is permitted by the soul itself. Grace approaches every person unusually, especially now in the time of the end, because I want to help prevent a soul's downfall. I touch all hearts with my love and grace. One feels it, the other remains completely unimpressed by it, yet not through my will but his. I can only ever offer the greatest gift of grace in an unobtrusive way, because every unusual way would already be a coercion of will again. But grace nevertheless remains so effective in itself that it brings about the transformation from the abyss to the ascent if it is not opposed, if the human being himself has a will to reach the ascent. It remains unreal to the human being as long as he does not want it. It is obviously recognizable to the one who wants to use it, yet the latter also feels secure in me. For the utilization of grace also inevitably leads to unity with me, by whom the human being feels seized and no longer wants to think and act against his will. I am always willing to give, and if you humans are always willing to accept my gift, you will also ascend and complete your development of your own free will, for my grace signifies help. My grace signifies strength and blessing for everything you undertake. Amen.